Good song.
Here we go. Rock plan.
The other day you won a ticket to see Dr. J. Front row seats and free, no pay. Radio in hand, snacks by feet. Guess about the style you're chewing popcorn to the beat. You finally woke up, Doc's going to town. Rat is back through the hoop and you scream touchdown. You'll be illin'. You'll be illin'.
Wiggity whack, wiggity whack. Have a big clock around my neck.
That's where it ends.
Flavor Flav.
It's time for a WTF segment. We very rarely have these, but when we do, we thoroughly enjoy them. That's where I am joined by a religion reporter from an assortment of news outlets, and we catch up in the happenings of the world of religion and faith and cults.
Oh my.
Today's WTF guest is Bob Smetana, editor-in-chief from Religious News Service. There is no other religion news service that is as good as religionnews.com. See, that was a bit dramatic, wasn't it?
You know, I've also noticed something. Remember how all our female news people have three names.
Yeah.
And all our male broadcasters have unique names.
Really?
Brandash Washushush.
He hasn't done that forever.
No,
Paul Brandash Washushush.
No, but he had,
can you just say his name again, please?
Brandash Washushush. What's the sure?
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Smetana joins us. Are you in Nashville, Bob?
I am in Nashville. And are you gonna be starting your rap career now?
No.
Because that could be a second career for you.
Yeah, it could not be.
Yeah.
A second. Ow, why did you hit me while you were walking by?
People will pay him not to rap.
My former intern just hit me as she was walking by. Listen, Bob, you've got some interesting stories that you guys have been covering these days, and I'm not quite sure where to start, but you know that I am gonna start.
Okay, well, can I start with one? I just learned that Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber are getting the band back together.
Yes!
VeggieTales.
VeggieTales is coming back?
Yes, they're going to be on TBN. They apparently just announced it because I missed it with everything else going on. But there's Bob and... So now they'd be grumpy old Bob and grumpy old Larry.
Where is my hairbrush?
So it's like Bob and Larry combined with the old codgers from the Muppets.
Where is my hairbrush?
Oh, where, 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 oh, where is my hairbrush? There we go.
And then at one time early in my career, I was on the VeggieTales beat. That might surprise you.
No,
I wrote a ton of stories about that.
No, now hold on. Didn't the whole VeggieTales thing go south? Phil, what was his name? Vischer? Is that his name?
Vischer. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. It went south. It went south. They kind of outgrew. They grew too fast and kind of overextended, and then they disappeared, and they came back, and they've been sold 3 or 4 times. So they just keep coming back.
So
like the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, or like Kirk Cameron's End of Days movies. What was I going to say? Oh, there was a really important question here. Oh, who owns them now? Who owns the vegetables?
So they're owned by Universal, but they're being licensed to TBN, Trinity Broadcasting.
Oh, so at least one of the characters will have a lot of hairspray.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently so.
Man.
So let's talk. Oh, what else can we talk about? We can talk about the Israeli lunar landing.
No, you know, hold on.
What?
Hold on, Bob.
No, what? Right, I'm sorry.
Bob, no, I want to start with the topic I want to start with. You ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm listening. I'm all ears.
Can you please explain to me what happened when Alexa heard a pastor's sermon and ordered toilet paper for its church members, please?
Yes, this is great. So there's a mom who's at home taking care of her sick child, and she puts the pastor is, because she can't get church, so like a lot of churches now broadcast their sermons on the
internet, it's
online.
Called Bob. Yeah.
So she's listening to the internet sermon, and he says, the pastor makes a joke about you can do all kinds of things now without ever talking to someone. Like, if you want toilet paper, all you got to say is, Alexa, order some toilet paper. And her Alexa heard it and ordered toilet paper. Actually, several people
awesome.
In the church ordered toilet paper. And I was telling my wife about the story. And we don't have Alexa, but I have a Kindle. And the Kindle, her Kindle tried to order toilet paper.
Wow. Wow, that's just, I mean, that's exhausting. That just
Let's think of stuff we can just randomly say over the air to see if someone's Kindle, order spark plugs.
Yeah, let's do that right now. So what is it? Alexa? So it is?
Yeah, Alexa, sorry.
Yeah.
Alexa, I don't know what to order. I've never...
Spark plugs.
I know, that's silly. We need to...
toilet paper, is it?
Okay, here we go. Shh. Ready?
Yeah, all right.
Alexa, order birth control. See, now the Catholics will be very upset with that, Right?
Or they'll be pretend to be upset when it shows up.
And that'll be, yeah. Can you imagine when that happens? That's a funny story. Oh, my goodness.
Hopefully the Pope wasn't listening.
Hey, here's an interesting... This is an interesting... Can you imagine? big box of birth control shows up at the Pope's door.
The Vatican.
Knock, knock.
What are these for, eh?
Balloons? So for the first time in 100 years, or nearly 100 years, something pretty amazing has happened, Bob.
Yes, so there are going to be Jewish chaplains in the German army. So they weren't, you know, after... It's pretty big. It's big news. And there'll be actually Muslim chaplains, too.
Oh, okay, so, cool.
But they...
We didn't clap for that. Sorry. Yes, Muslim.
So after, after World War II, after many Jews were killed in Germany, after World War II, they were exempt from military service, and then the German army has become volunteer now, so there are about 300 Jews in there, and they have no chaplains, so the army has decided to appoint chaplains. So it's a big news. Yes, it's super big news. And then they are appointing Muslim chaplains, too.
I think that's quite interesting. Now, hold on. Isn't there... There was this guy who's on death row... And
oh, yes, there's two of those. Yes, no, there's two. Yeah. The guy who was Muslim in Alabama in death row, and he was not allowed to have an imam in the death chamber, and the Supreme Court let that go ahead. And then there was a second inmate who was Buddhist, and there had been a lot of outcry about the Alabama case. So in Texas, the Buddhist inmate said, hey, I can't have a Buddhist clergy with me, and the Supreme Court said, no, you can't execute them. So then Texas said, well, then you just can't have any clergy in the death chamber. So,
wow,
there we go. Which is, I think the Supreme Court has in the past said is illegal. So,
yeah,
there was a huge outcry over that. And some of the legal scholars think that the Supreme Court was listening after the Muslim case, and so
was Alexa.
Yeah,
it's just apparently.
Alexa, so, yeah. Order a chaplain.
Alexa, order a Buddhist monk. To the death chamber, ASAP. Okay, hold on a second. Now, up here in the Great White North, well, there's a country that's right in the middle of our country. It's called Quebec.
Oh, yes. I heard about this. Yes.
Yeah, and they're not allowing any government people to wear religious symbols. So that'd be crosses hanging around their necks or
ears.
Hijabs or anything,
Stars
right?
Of David.
Oh, so I know they've been talking about that. And there's some talk about removing all kinds of religious symbols.
Yes.
I don't know how far that's gotten.
I don't know. I don't know how far. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know how
Alexa,
far.
Order a new mouth.
I don't know how far it's gotten either. I just know that there are some protests, and we will certainly hear more about it as
Yes. Here in the States, we do have a little more in our Constitution, a little more aggressive freedom of religion. That kind of stuff doesn't fly. So, actually, we just had a case where. A couple of years ago, where a woman who wore hijab wasn't hired for a job and went into the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that company was wrong.
So a woman with hijab wasn't hired for a job?
Yes. So now she had, so they were wrong.
Boots and cats and boots.
See,
and cats.
You could go. You got it. You have a career. You come to Nashville, launch your rap career.
Yeah, that's where you want to launch your rap career is Nashville.
Alexa, order me a bulletproof vest.
All right, here's another story which I think is quite interesting. Apparently, there's only one Church of Jesus Christ. Did you know that, Bob Smetana from Religious News? News?
There is actually more than there are many. Well, there's only one Church of Jesus Christ .org, but there's the Jesus of Jesus Christ. So actually, yeah. So the Latter-day Saints, who don't like the word Mormon anymore, it's kind of banned that. That's wrong. Have changed. Their website used to be LDSChurch.org, and now it's Church of Jesus Christ. The Church of Jesus Christ.org. So, yeah. So actually, one of the Salt Lake papers went down, tracked down all the kinds of different, you know. So there's the Church of Christ. There's the Church of Christ in what's called Temple Lot. There's the United Church of Christ. We have the Church of God. We have the Church of God in Christ. We have the Church of God. With signs following, which is the snake handlers. So there's actually some really interesting dynamics now. If you look for the Latter-day Saints Church has sort of like staked their claim to being the Church of Christ.
So in other words, there's a branding war.
Yes, there's a branding war. And there's several different Mormon groups that have the name Church of Jesus Christ. So there's Latter-day Saints. There's the Community of Christ. So... And several of them have similar website names. So right. And so, but there's a real big push to get rid of the word Mormon.
Right.
We'll see if it happens. So, but the Mormon, now, it's ironically, the church's newsroom is still the Mormon newsroom.
But yeah. Well, it's also ironic up here that we still have the State of Indian Affairs, or the Department of Indian Affairs, when we're not allowed to call them that.
Well, it's been changed.
It has been changed? Can you look that? Can one of you smart kids look that up, please?
Indigenous Affairs.
Just look it up. It was a better story when I told it the way it originally was.
Well, we can back up time.
Bob, listen, you guys do it all, really. ReligionNews.com is where you go, folks. If you're just interested in all sorts of religion news, whether it's spirituality or faith or cults.
Oh, my.
These guys do it all. Bob Smetana is the big cheese there. He's the editor-in-chief of Religion News Service. Bob, I have a sneaking suspicion this is the last time that you will be on the Drew Marshall Show.
I'm happy for you and sad for us.
Well, that's just selfish.
I'm very happy for you. I'm very happy for you, but you'll be missed because there's not a lot of funny religion shows out there.
There are zero funny religious shows out there. I would dare say, including mine. So anyway, Bob, wait, we have an update from our intern. What's the department called?
What's that?
Oh, she's close, but I think Tim's right. And I'm only saying that because we're nearing the end of the Drew Marshall Show. So let me just say it one more time. Tim is right.
Boo.
Okay, wait, before you go, can I get some of that chocolate you all talk about?
Would
I want
you...
to get some of the chocolate. How do I get some?
I'll fax some to you. Bob, we gotta hang out one of these days, man, okay? Yeah, I know you're trying to... He wants me to come to Vegas.
Nashville. It's a great place. Come to Vegas. We're having the Religion Writers in Sin City. What could be better?
The gathering of religion writers meeting in Sin City.
Nice.
That's gold. If I show up at any of these conferences, that's the one I should show up at.
And I will buy you a beer.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Bob. See you later, buddy.
Great.
Take care.
Great. Bye.
Bye. Bob Smetana. He's such a good guy. I like him. ReligionNews.com. That's the website.